Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news. On Thursday, the 17th of September, it is now 84. We got a few clouds out there, but it's kind of breezy, kind of nice out there this afternoon. There's a slight chance of rain moving into our forecast. I'll tell you about that after the news. 32-year-old Daniel K. Call of Carmi has been jailed on a number of charges after he allegedly threatened to kill a Maunee woman by threatening her with a combat-style knife. The alleged victim in the case, 36-year-old Selena M. Walters of Maunee, was able to text 911 for help at around 6:20 yesterday morning. The message received by the Saline County dispatch said that, quote, "A man had bitten me and he will not let me leave my house. He's pulled knives on me, threatened to kill me and my family. Need help. Hurry, please." Well, police texted Ms. Walters back and confirmed the alleged threat and the fact that she was at a residence in Maunee. White County Sheriff's Police responded to the scene and made contact with Selena Walters, who had been able to escape the house. She told police that Daniel Call had choked her, bitten her during an argument, held a combat-style knife to her throat, and threatened her with a two-by-four that had whittled out to be make a handle on one end. She added that Call had threatened to kill any police officer that tried to arrest him. Selena Walters' husband, Larry, was at the residence when police arrived and told officers he would go inside and ask Call to come out, which he did. Police arrested Call and loaded him in the back of a squad car on the way to the county jail. Call allegedly became agitated, tried to get out of the handcuffs. He was subsequently taken to the county jail safely. After gaining consent to search the house, police say they recovered that two-by-four, the combat-style knife, a plastic container with suspected meth and some other drug-related paraphernalia. Daniel K. Call has been booked at the City County Jail in Carmi on preliminary charges of domestic battery, unlawful restraint, unlawful use of weapons by a convicted felon, possession of cannabis, and possession of a controlled substance. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
Remember when? Gas was a quarter a gallon and you could cruise around town all evening on $2? Those were the days. Our dad went into business in Sisney in August 1951, even before I was around. Here at Gill Sales and Service, we're celebrating our 64th year in business. Through August and September, we are offering $40 off any Frigidaire refrigerators on a cash and carry basis. You haul, you save. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield, for all your appliance needs.
Sisney Key Market takes pride in custom catering special events and parties. They serve great-tasting entrees and delicious side dishes, too, that are sure to please. For casual events, try their meat, cheese, or veggie trays, finger foods, hors d'oeuvres, or order a cake or pie. Schedule your event by calling 673-2119. Sisney Key Market is independently owned. They accept major credit cards, Illinois link cards, and offer lottery sales. Sisney Key Market on the Square in Sisney appreciates your business. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sundays, 8 to 1.
It's fall, y'all, at the Watering Can in Albion. The shop is beautiful with autumn wreaths and silk arrangements. Browse our new purse selections by Simply Noel in warm fall colors. Scarves and jewelry add the final touch. New Harmony Soap Company products make a great gift even for yourself. Fresh fall arrangements will brighten anyone's day. Daily deliveries to Albion, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Grayville. Fall for fall at the Can in Albion.
A petition to have Fairfield native Jared Gale declared a sexually dangerous person will go forward in Piatt County. During a hearing this week, the judge denied a motion filed by Gale's attorney that could have derailed the process. Gale, 31, is a Champaign City police officer. He's suspended now, facing a Class 1 felony charge of criminal sexual assault with force in Piatt County for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman. The Piatt County State's attorneys filed a motion seeking to have Gale declared sexually dangerous. Now, as part of that process, Gale has been ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Gale's attorneys filed a motion seeking to bar that evaluation, claiming parts of the state's sexually dangerous person statute is unconstitutional. The judge denied the motion and ordered Gale to participate in that evaluation. The case has been set for another hearing October 26th. Meanwhile, Gale is awaiting more sex-related charges in neighboring Champaign County. He's been charged there with 3 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault causing bodily harm, 3 counts of criminal sexual assault by force, and 1 count of aggravated domestic battery. The case has been set for a pretrial hearing November 3rd. Gale remains free on bond pending trial. He's also on leave from the Champaign City Police Department pending the outcome of these cases. 18-year-old Tony R. Buckman of Carmi was arrested Wednesday night on a charge of illegal consumption of alcohol by a minor. Carmi City Police arrested Buckman after responding to a report of a subject on the railroad tracks a little before 9 o'clock Wednesday night. Angel Dawn Bourne, 35, of Carmi, was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a White County warrant, charging her with driving with a suspended license, bond $150. Aaron M. Cozart, 30, of Carmi, reports to the city police department somebody broke into his apartment, stole some prescription pills and a jar of change, no value listed on the loss. A Tennessee man escaped injury Wednesday afternoon when he was forced to land his airplane in a field not too far from the Sparta Airport. 33-year-old Ronald W. Coyne of Clarksville, Tennessee, was traveling from Springfield, Tennessee to St. Louis when his Cessna 210 experienced engine trouble. Coyne set the plane down in a field southeast of Sparta Airport. He was not injured. The accident happened around 4:15 yesterday afternoon. No passengers aboard Coyne's plane. In other news this afternoon, Wayne County Golf Course has reduced its daily rates for the rest of the season. Greens fees, including a cart on weekdays, are $20 for 18 holes, $15 for 9 holes. On the weekends, play 18 holes for $25 or 9 holes for $20. Course manager Tom Walters is encouraging everyone to experience the excellent course conditions at the reduced rate while the weather is nice. Head greenskeeper Avery Spear requests volunteers to help his crew remove aeration cores from the greens, which are undergoing seasonal maintenance. Airbrush and You, operated by Michelle Simpson Campbell of Fairfield, is offering temporary airbrush tattoos at festivals, birthday parties, sporting events, fundraisers, and a lot more. Using stencils, designs, and are airbrushed on the skin with a low-pressure air compressor. The waterproof, safe, and FDA-approved ink consists of standard metallic colors and bright, light reactant fluorescent colors as well. Sprinkled glitter can be added for a special effect at no additional cost. The designs are $4 to $6. Fairfield Mule Spirit tattoos are also available. If you'd like some more information about this new business, it's available on their Facebook page, that is, Airbrush and You. WFIW News Time, 12:22.
Bonds Diesel is excited to announce that they have added a new selection of tires and are the Yokohama tire dealer for Fairfield. Bonds offers a full line of passenger, commercial, and farm tires at prices that can't be beat. They have 3-year warranties and 3-year roadside service on select brands. Bonds are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Bonds is located south of Fairfield on Route 45 across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
I'm Teresa Kaiser. I would like to take a moment to encourage you to choose Clay County Hospice if you are faced with end-of-life decisions. The nurses and staff provide compassionate care and professional expertise when you and your loved ones are forced to make difficult decisions. The presence of Clay County Hospice provides the needed support for you and your family at a most difficult time. How do I know this? I chose Clay County Hospice for my father.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin has announced more than $20 million in federal funding for community health centers across Illinois. Christopher Rural Health will receive $354,000. Christopher Rural Health operates a clinic here in Fairfield, the former SIPCA. Christopher Rural Health Vice President Sally Cesar says they plan to use the money to expand behavioral health services. Illinois will begin paying for programs to help young children with developmental disabilities despite not having a state budget in place. Controller Leslie Munger said Wednesday the payments for early intervention providers will be processed immediately. Republican says her office determined the services should have been paid for under a previously issued consent decree that requires some social services to be funded. She says she learned last week the program is, quote, slipping through the cracks. Munger says her office is receiving about 5,000 phone calls a week from providers and vendors hoping to be paid during the budget impasse. She again called on the governor and legislators to reach a budget deal. Well, the Sisney FFA horse judging team of Mary Martin, Andrea Trotter, Ivy Fitch, Alex Nykirk, Noah Barnard, Summer Atterbury, Elise Barnfield, and Kaylee Konopasek finished as the third-place team in Section 23 competition held this week at the Wayne County Fairgrounds Arena. Atterbury and Barnard received second and sixth place overall individual recognition. 74 contestants representing 9 schools participated. Well, the Fairfield Rotary Club, doggone it, they didn't meet today. However, that's because of the Fun Fest. However, the public is encouraged to stop by the Rotary Club booth during the Fun Fest. They're in front of the Classic Pizza and try out some of Ted Drew's frozen custard. And tonight, activity at the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest will be the Prince and Princess Contest at 6:30 this evening in the Entertainment Tent. The Mardi Gras Band will perform at 7 to 8:30 tonight. That's on the main stage. That big 5K run walk will start at 6 at the corner of Court and 4th. Tomorrow, how about Tressy and the Mixer, 6 to 7:30 on the main stage, and the Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest event is at 7 o'clock in the Entertainment Tent. The Blues Brothers will perform from 8 till 11 Friday night. And, of course, the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest continues through Saturday. Time now to check the price of crude oil. Brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. No change on the price of crude oil. Local refinery still paying $37.50 a barrel. We did check October crude oil prices a moment ago, down 44 cents a barrel, trading at $46.71 per barrel. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow's up 6 points at 16,746. The Nasdaq's up 13 at 4,902. In local and area deaths, Cecil A. and Deborah M. Higgins died earlier this year. Survivors include Deborah's mother, Rachel Hosick of Peoria, a son, Chad, and wife, Brianne Higgins of Avon, Indiana, a daughter, Chantel, and husband, John Shelton of Fairfield, a brother, John Flanagan of Millshoals, 4 sisters, Sue and husband, Dennis Engel of Peoria Heights, Patricia and husband, Kevin Stone of Pekin, Marianne and husband, Dennis Loving of Windsor, Illinois, and Shirley Bro of New English, Iowa. Graveside services for Cecil A. and Deborah M. Higgins will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Nail's Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Carmine resident Lewis Hertline died Wednesday evening at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmine. Services for Lewis Hertline are pending at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmine. 84-year-old Streamwood, Illinois resident Raymond Dixon died at 12:40 Sunday afternoon at St. Alexia's Hospital in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Survivors include a son, David Dixon of Hanover Park, Illinois, 2 grandsons, David Dixon Jr. and Danny Dixon, a granddaughter, Tegan Dixon, and a sister, Ermalee Mays of Carlisle, Kentucky. Graveside services for Raymond Dixon will be 1:30 Saturday afternoon at Pleasant Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be noon Saturday till the time of service at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Marlene Cosner, 57, of Florida, died Tuesday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. She'd worked at Spartan Manufacturing for many years and later as a caregiver at Crest Haven Boarding Home and Country Lane Boarding Home. She attended the Xenia Community Church. Survivors include her husband, Alan, of Flora, children, Jed Williams, of Flora, Emily Irvin, of Greenup, Cassie Stein, of Flora, Jamie Willis, of Louisville, Shane Cosner, of Flora, Dakota Cosner, of Flora, many grandchildren, siblings, Joyce Williams of Reinhard, Elaine Bullard of Xenia, Donna Holtzinger of Flora, Jerry Curtis of Clearwater, Idaho, Randy Curtis of Arkansas, Donald Curtis of Oklahoma, and Luke Curtis of Flora, plus a number of nieces and nephews. Services for Marlene Cosner will be 10 o'clock Monday morning at the Hostleton Funeral Home in Sisning, with burial in Johnsonville Cemetery. Visitation will be 4 to 8 Sunday evening at the Hostleton Funeral Home in Sisney. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time 1229.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joel at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry, call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
And it is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine this afternoon, warm, high around 85 or so. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. 20% chance of showers Friday, high 87. 30% chance of showers Saturday, high 78. Sunny Sunday, 72. And Monday and Tuesday, sunny, high 74. 86 the high yesterday, 56 our low this morning. And at 12:31 this afternoon, under, mostly sunny skies, a few clouds here and there, it's 84. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.